This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now from the NFL Network, James Palmer. Joining us on 97.3 The Fan. James, welcome to the program. And I know you're awful busy, but I wanted to ask you right out of the gate your thoughts on Vic Fangio getting that job with John Elway and the Denver Broncos.
You know, it's funny, guys, we talk so much about, you know, so cavalier in a sense during these couple of weeks, us in the business, about guys losing their jobs.
And yeah.
You know, we always just kind of talk about it in kind of that sense. And I think Vic Fangio is kind of one of those, you know, feel-good kind of hires of the, you know, of this entire time period that can be kind of dreary for a lot of people. And, you know, spending so long, you know, 32 years in the league, and people always wondered whether he was going to get an opportunity to be a head coach, and, you know, so well respected, liked by people around the league, and, you know, just one of the better play callers on the defensive side of the ball, one of the best defensive minds in football. And everyone was just wondering when that shot was going to happen. And now that he got it, I think it is kind of one of those feel good kind of moments that he's finally getting his opportunity. Another guy, obviously, in Denver, they're waiting to see if it's going to pan out the way Bruce Arians did, but it's kind of a similar situation if you look at it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Anytime a guy is constantly interviewed and seems like he just can't quite get over the hump, it is a feel-good story to see a guy like him come away with that job. James, Mike McCarthy says he's only interested in the New York Jets job. Obviously, Donald's there. Would he be a good fit in New York?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's obviously respected around the league, and people know, obviously, what he's done. And then, but you can look at the last couple of years with Aaron Rodgers, and they weren't what Aaron's been during his Hall of Fame career. So I think that plays into it as well. And I know that that's the only place he's looking, but it's, you know, he's not the only one they're looking at. And I think you look at what Todd Monken was able to do, the offense coordinator of the Tampa Bay Bucs, this past year. I did several of their games with what he was able to do with two different quarterbacks when he took over play calling for Dirk Cutter at times. I think that's another offensive mind where that was a high-powered unit, man. I mean, that was a group that was getting it done. So Mike McCarthy, him saying and wanting that to be, you know, out there, that that's his only spot, he is definitely not the only name in person that the Jets are talking to.
James Palmer of the NFL Network joining Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. James, I want to go back to the Denver Broncos. I follow that team. My son-in-law is a big Denver Bronco fan, having grown up in Louisville right next to there. And I hear about the Broncos quite a bit. And first, why didn't it work for Vance Joseph? And number two, how about Gary Kubiak coming back to run the offense? Is he that healthy?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things. I mean, I knew he was kind of coming back. I've known Gary for a long time. I started as a beat reporter in Houston when Gary was the head coach of the Texans. And, you know, this past year, seeing Gary on the sidelines more and more through, you know, pretty much every day of training camp, seeing him out there throughout practices, you could kind of tell the itch was coming back. Now, I believe the thought process is he will never be a head coach again in the NFL. But the hard part is, Gary kind of coaches in one way, and that's 100%. You know, he's a guy that, you know, sleeps at the building and makes sure that everything is the way he wants it to be. And then obviously, I do think this is probably, and this is my personal opinion, the best spot for him with an organization that has known him so well as a player and as an assistant and as a head coach. And I mean, Greek, their head athletic trainer, was there when he was a player. So yeah. If anybody could know how his health situation is probably going by the way he looks and the way he's carrying himself, it's probably the Broncos organization, just because they know him so well. And then with it not working with Vance Joseph, I don't think this is the end of Vance Joseph in terms of possibly being a head coach in the NFL. John Elway would admit to you, if you asked him point blank, was he a better coach in 2018 than he was in 2017? I 100% believe he grew tremendously, but there were just too many decision-making problems, too many issues with them getting things done in terms of during the week and on game day. But you have to remember, I mean, he went from the jump of being a coordinator for just 1 year, first a position coach, and then a coordinator for 1 year, and then a head coach. It moves really quick. You got a lot on your plate. And, you know, the decision-making and the speed of it was kind of one of the issues. And I think that that just comes in time and reps, right? You know, the more you do it, the faster you can be at it. Not everybody's Sean McVay and can, you know, knock it out of the park right from square one. So I do think Vance has a future for sure. It just, you know, the expectations in Denver are high, and yeah. I think that was a big part of it. The change of culture is something that they wanted after the last two seasons.
James Palmer, NFL Network, joins us here. And Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Coach John Quintero. James, you know, the Browns hired Freddie Kitchens. He did a tremendous job as an offensive coordinator for him, seemed to have a really good relationship with Baker Mayfield. But in that process, Greg Williams gets fired. Do you think this is the end for him? Will he wind up on another sideline as a defensive coordinator or as a head coach?
Yeah, I think a defensive coordinator is probably more likely, and again, that's my opinion. But I don't think you can sell short for what Greg has done for, you know, the Cleveland Browns organization in the short period of time he was their interim head coach. I think people are going to go back and look at, you know, him and Freddie was a part of it, and Baker was a part of it, flipping kind of we bring up culture again, the culture of the Cleveland Browns, and I think he played a big part of that. But at the same time, when you know, the Kitchens was kind of always a thought to them. It's why they interviewed him last. They kind of wanted to see, you know, where everybody panned out against him and then have him in and see if that kind of, you know, would affirm their decision-making. And when you have an interim head coach that would maybe remain in the building, not as the head coach, yeah. It could be a recipe for, you know, some issues within the building. Not to say that'd be Greg, but he's never been short on opinions. we will say that. But yeah, you know, I think, you know, he's not done in the NFL. That's for sure. I just think talking with Baker Mayfield this season, actually talking with Greg Williams this season about the relationship of Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield and how quickly he was able to develop that relationship and develop it to success on the football field is a big reason why he's the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and there's so much optimism considering that was, if you ask anybody around the league, probably, who would have thunk, the probably the most desirable job out there that was on the market.
Hey, James, we'll let you get out of here on this one. How shocked were you that the Arizona Cardinals hired Cliff Kingsbury?
You know, I just hope I get into a position where I can take a job and then, like, 3 weeks later just be like, hey, guys, there might be something better. Just hang on real quick. Let me see if I can do it. And you know, this is the thing, and this is the way the league's going right now, right? You know, I mentioned Sean McVay already. Everybody wants to see who the young, sexy offensive mind. And I say sexy. I mean, I didn't mean that with Cliff Kingsbury, but I heard those two get tossed around a lot. But you know, everybody's looking for that offensive mind that can go and wow everybody. And you know, it was a reach for McVay at his age, but I think a lot of people are going to say, you know, well, it paid off. So we're going to go and see if, you know, Cliff Kingsbury is going to be the type of guy that can go and make Josh Rosen the player that, you know, the Cardinals desire him to be. It's an interesting hire, but at the same time, in the world of the NFL, they all seem pretty interesting, right?
No doubt about it. It's a copycat league, and that's certainly a trend it seems like everybody's copying. James Palmer, that's NFL right. Network, we appreciate your time. Look forward to speaking to you again, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.